There's at least one positive thing you can say about September's employment situation. It was consistent. Job growth was weak in September as it was in August. The unemployment rate was 5.1% in September, the same it was in August. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on September 2015 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the September unemployment rate was unchanged at 5.1%. That's because, although there were 236 fewer employed persons, as well as 114,000 fewer unemployed persons, the labor force shrank by 350,000. Those not in the labor force increased by almost 580,000. In other words, although the number of employed persons declined and the number of unemployed also declined, but by a lesser amount, since the size of the labor force decreased by the sum of those two declines, the unemployment rate remained unchanged. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, showed that the total number of jobs was up only 142,000 in September, and that was pretty weak, which was the same thing we said about last month's numbers. Moreover, August's job numbers were revised downward by almost 40,000. The private goods producing sector contracted by 13,000 in September, which was an improvement from the 22,000 decline in August. Trust us, we are not happy about saying that a 13,000 job decline is an improvement. At least construction managed to really improve with a gain of 8,000 in September after adding 5,000 in August. Manufacturing was down 9,000, with durable goods contracting by 5,000 jobs and non-durable goods declining by 4,000. And mining and logging continued to dig itself deeper in the hole with a decline of 12,000 in September after losing 9,000 jobs in August and that same amount in July. The picture in the private service providing sector was better. In September, it grew by 131,000, which was better than the 122,000 it increased by in August. But not to confuse the issue too much further, August was first reported as a gain of 164,000. The pace of new hiring in the retail trade sector picked up with a gain of almost 24,000 jobs, which was better than the 4,400 it added in August. The professional and business services sector grew new hires with 31,000 more jobs in September after adding 27,000 in August. New job creation in computer systems design and related services was off a bit with growth of 7,000 jobs in September after adding 7,500 in August. The education and health services sector added a total of 29,000 jobs in September, and that sector's highly seasonal educational services subsector declined by 7,900. Home health care services was up 2,500 jobs in September, which was weaker than the 5,900 it added in August. The party continued at the leisure and hospitality sector that added 35,000 jobs in September after adding 32,000 in August, and that same amount in July. The total number of government jobs was up by 24,000. Although the federal government shrank by 2,000 and local government increased by 9,000, state government added 17,000, but almost 14,000 of that was in state government education. Temporary help services grew, but by a decelerating amount. September's 2,906,100 temporary help services jobs were a result of an increase of 4,600 jobs, which was a 0.2% increase from August and up 3.7% year-on-year from September 2014. Incidentally, the decline in July, which was initially reported as down 8,900, revised last month to down 9,200, is now being reported as a decline of 11,300. However, temporary help services market share, that is, its portions of all job, advanced a bit to 2.04% in September, which was a 0.0012 percentage point gain from August. Very small, but still a gain. This employment situation is likely not what the Federal Reserve Board has been looking for as it tries to find some supporting domestic data to pull the trigger to up interest rates. Although the unemployment rate is the lowest it has been since 2008, new job creation is stubbornly weak. You'll be hearing a lot about this employment report and what it means for the business cycle, but remember that experts and economists are no better than anyone else at guessing the timing. Okay, maybe a little better, but not much. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A fully interactive video version of this report with the ability to replay selected portions and view charts and tables in detail can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.